It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am thrilled to be sharing space with everybody another time and getting a chance to talk about doing money in a different way. And so that sort of begs the question, why do we want to do money in a different way? Why is it that this is something that we should even be talking about? Well, let me tell you. You know, the people who come and talk to me, my clients, people that I hear from, right? We want money in a way that is different than most people. We want that sense of time. We want freedom, right? The whole spectrum of abundance. And the way that we are taught in this culture to work with money is just, we're taught, right, to work really hard. We're taught that we have to earn it. We're taught that we have to be good enough. And the thing is that as we listen to all of the messages, whether they're coming to us consciously or whether there's just something that sort of slipped unconsciously in, is that we stop listening to ourselves. We disconnect. We disconnect from who we are at a soul level. We disconnect from who we are just in being an individual here on the planet. And that doesn't really end well, right? We end up having patterns that keep us either, money will come in and then it'll go right back out, or you're sort of paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you have plenty of money, but you're working, hustling, bustling, working hard for every bit of it. So when I talk about doing money differently, it's all about being able to create that connection, reconnect. I mean, we're always connected, we just aren't aware of it. But to become reaware of that connection, know who we are, lean on our soul money relationship. And if you want to know a little bit more in general about that soul money relationship, you can come to my website, jenniferbloom.com. And at the very top of the page, there's a soul money relationship quiz. And that's going to tell you all about the basics of the soul money relationship and show you which one of the components might need a little bit of extra love. But when we lean on this soul money relationship, again, we now are working with our wisdom, our intuition. And that is a really amazing place to be for money and every other place in our life, right? So that leads me to our topic and our guest today. We are going to be talking all about trust. That's the big, and we're going to go we'll go several different directions, I'm sure. But we're going to be talking about trust. And trust is huge when you're thinking about money. And again, we're going to talk about some other areas too. But you're thinking about, do you trust yourself with money? Do you trust money in general? Do you trust that you are part of the divine? Do you trust that the divine has your back? Do you trust that you have access to all the unlimited resources of the divine? Do you trust that you can make really good decisions? You know, I had a client once who came to me and she said, I've had 2 6-figure inheritances and I have nothing to show for them. From that point forward, she did not trust herself with money. And so that was something that we had to work through, right? So my guest today is going to, well, she's got some really fascinating things. And I was going to give one of the factoids that you gave, but I'm going to leave that to you because it's really interesting about how early on, how early on it is that we can actually break trust with ourselves. So that's going to be a part of the conversation. So let me introduce you to our guest today. This is Megan Holt. Megan, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here today.
Oh, thank you so, so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I am ecstatic to be here.
Good, good. So let me tell people a little bit about you, and then you can share a little bit more of your story if you'd like. So Megan is a holistic master nutrition and wellness coach, a life healer, energy worker, NLP practitioner, certified timeline therapy coach, and founder of From the Ground Up. And she creates programs that really, truly what she's doing is helping people reconnect back to their own understanding of trusting themselves. And that is how you create and achieve sustainable change. And I love that word, sustainable, right? That's what we're really all about. Any of us can make a change in a day or two, but what we really want is to have that change be impacted throughout all threads of our life forever. And of course, there's adjustments that need to happen, clearly, but please go ahead. Yeah,
exactly. And that is my soul's mission, is not just to give you a change of a fad or something that somebody's doing on TikTok right now or whatever the case may be, where it's only, you know, it's only in your mind for a day or an hour or a week or a month. And the whole time it's in there, it's pretty much filled with a backdrop of dread and work. And it's like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to do this? So my mission on this planet is to allow people not only to know that every answer that they've ever sought anywhere exists inside them, because we are an image, a projection of the divine. However, that you can have sustainable, lasting change that does not take up any more mind power than brushing your teeth every day. And to do that, I do a lot of work on the unconscious level, where we build trust between the unconscious mind, which is super abstract. I mean, think galactical, if you will, and the conscious mind that is extremely specific. It wants all the details. It wants to figure everything out. And then it wants to tell you all of the things that could, should, would, won't, or might happen for you to go about your daily life. And this happens like in matters of moments. However, when we really start doing this change work, as I call it, it is imperative that we build that bridge, that connection, that trust that we are inherently born with, not just into this human body, but on a soul's level, between our unconscious and our conscious mind. And we do that by listening and beginning to trust our intuition. And some people may describe it as that gut feeling, that pull at the heartstrings, that little voice that's like, should I really, you know, the guilt in the mirror the next morning, however you want to look at it as of right this moment, wherever you are on the spectrum, your intuition is the translator between the unconscious and the conscious. It can do it in lightning speed, and it does it always with kindness. It might not always be what you want to hear, but it is never negative towards you in any way. That leads into the other, some other voices that we have that I'm sure your audience in particular is very familiar with. And the main objective is to turn down those voices and build trust. And the way that we do that is through, as you mentioned, timeline therapy, NLP, and also through hypnotherapy, in a way where you're fully conscious in your trance-like state, but we're in a meditative state, so you can hear the unconscious. And I, as your coach or practitioner, can tell when you flip back to conscious, if you will, because it's when you question the first answer that you get. So,
got it. Yeah.
Super deep and super awesome, but everybody should do it. Everybody should try it.
I could play in that realm forever. Love it. So let me ask you a few questions. Like, because that was such a great overview. So the first thing I want to acknowledge is that your expertise, or the playground that you play in, is in the realm of nutrition, right? But everything that you're working with, this is, we're talking about change at a very deep level, right? And it, and these,
yes,
right, these tools apply in any area that somebody wants to make change.
Very much so. So I do have, I love nutrition. I love the depth that it can go and the way that it affects the entire body. And when I say nutrition, I'm not just talking about the food that we put in our mouth, but our sleep habits, our environments, our digital and mental digestion, psychological digestion. So it covers the whole spectrum there. And I do, I love that space with all of my heart. However, I apply this to anyone and everyone wanting something different. Like when you want something different and you're willing to look at what might be holding you back, just considering the possibility that you're for me. That's what I want to start with. And the process can apply to any and all areas of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's truly multidimensional.
Yeah, and you know what, I think, and we'll save this piece of the conversation maybe for another day, but I think there's a lot of intersection between how we nourish ourselves, how we feed ourselves with food, and how we choose to nourish ourselves and feed ourselves with money. There's lots of overlap there, which again, we could have another, that's a whole other conversation. But so let's back up to what you were talking about in terms of intuition. So I think it's fascinating, right? You're talking about intuition being that bridge between the conscious and the unconscious. And I know that a lot of times people think, well, I'm not all that intuitive. I don't know how to build it. But I want to take us back even farther, right? Because when we were chatting before the show, we were talking about two different ages. We were talking about the ages from 0 to 7 as being an important sort of time slot, right? Where we're basically sponges. We're taking on everything and anything that anybody is telling us, right? And that part I was familiar with. The part that I wasn't familiar with was this time span between 0 and 3. And that really has an incredible impact on our ability to trust ourselves. Can you share more about that, please?
Yeah, most definitely. So as everyone in almost anywhere has heard, 0 to 7 are our imprint years. It's where we're making ourselves and our world and all of those things. And it's fascinating. However, the 0 to 3 mark is where so much changes in the realm of inexplicable or above understanding, and yet it still takes place, that it's remarkable. So once a child is birthed onto this earth, I promise I'll save the conversation of in the womb for another time.
Yeah, no, that's
but
yes,
once
exactly.
A child is right. Once a child is birthed onto this earth and they take their very first breath, their mind begins firing on a sensory level. They are completely in what we call delta wave, which is a state of consciousness. You go from the primaries are delta, theta, and beta, which I can just give a kind of a brief thing in just a minute. But once they take their very first breath, they begin taking in all of what this world has through their 5 senses. And that alone can be extremely, you know, overwhelming. If you've ever seen a small child, they get overstimulated very easily. When they're tired, they get cranky, so forth and so on. So with birth, at birth, like your first sights, your first sounds, you are immediately looking for what you recognize, what's been going on in the womb as far as formation. And so when those neurons fire, the immediate thing that you want is recognition, because from ages 0 to 3 months, we are only concerned of our safety. Safety and love are the only things that we need in our world. And you know, we get that primarily from being laid on one's chest, seeing your parents, hearing their voice, you know, it being very soothing, and things such of that nature, which is where it begins. And when we take it, And we expand it out to the 3 year mark. So children go through, developmental stages, of course, that are tracked on standards in most countries and doctors. However, we go through through developmental psychological and psycho-spiritual adaptations on going around about the 3 month mark, all the way up until we're 2 years old. And by 2 years old, most children can speak, they can talk, they can run, and so people, in my experience, start to see them more as humans instead of, oh, it's just something I have to take care of, even though, yes, we all love our children unconditionally, it's just the way of the mind when you start to think about it. And so what I would like to do is from the time that they're born, if you see them as an individual and you see their wisdom and you see their intuitive nature as to how they pick up on your energy, it's a great way to build your connection with your intuition. But that particular bond, that energetic bond, is where is what shifts so much. And as we get older, by the time we're two, we start to notice that we are a self in the world, that we are our own person. And that brings with it the opening of where our inner critic can begin to kind of seep in. If you're having, it's where you start to think about yourself. So if you get in trouble, it's like, well, that wasn't really neat. I don't think I want mom to look at me like that again. And, and so forth and so on. And then by 3 years old, you have developed a sense of others in the world. Like our neurology doubles each year from ages 0 to 3. And with all of that being said, I know I'm kind of a bit of a science geek, but with all that being said, intuition is that energetic bond. And so the effect that parents have on their children, be it they're doing the absolute best with everything that comes with raising a child, if we can insert the information of they know what they're doing, and and they can help you, they can be your teacher at times versus I have to always tell them how to be and what to do. It really nurtures that that intuitive bond, which is where our self-worth and our unconditional trust come from for ourselves.
I'm going to apologize for saying it's right. So, depending on how your parent interacted with you, your understanding of your own wisdom was either fostered or it was taken away. And again, not taken away purposefully, not done maliciously, right? I have friends who are, I understand, very rightly concerned about their children's nutrition. And I've watched them chase them around the house with like a fork full of broccoli. And they're like, I'm not hungry. And they're like, no, you have to eat this. And I'm just like, my children, I have three kids, they're all adults now. So I'm in a different phase. But no judgment, but it's really fascinating to think, okay, well, if I'm having difficulty trusting myself, it can be rooted very bad. It can be rooted a long time ago. Right. Right. And so there's a variety of things that we can do to shift that. Right. It's not just, oh, you're out of luck. If that was broken, then no good. That's not why we're talking about it. So, so there are a variety of tools that we can use to step back into trust. And one of them, which I'd love for you to talk about, is this timeline therapy, which is just, I do a version of it, but yours is on steroids. So I'm curious to learn about if you can share.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in bridging from what you said, I want to just leave this message in the cosmos, absolutely no judgment anywhere at any time. However, children themselves, children intuitively, 100,000% know when they are hungry, when they are sleepy, and when they are, when they're overjoyed, and when they are not having any more of it. They intuitively know these things. Our job as parents, as conscious parents in this new shifting world that that we're bringing into existence, is to learn the language in which they're communicating this to you with. Because it's not English language. It isn't something that you have made never experienced, especially if you're a first-time mom like me. And so if we really tune into our children and know that they know how to tell us whatever it is that we need to hear, then that bridge will, I promise you, will take so much stress out of your entire world, mm-hmm. that it will, and it will bridge that gap there with having all of that worry, like we do as parents. I mean,
of course,
always thought that it was normal and natural to come with worry when you had a child. Not the case. You don't have to accept it. All right. I'll leave that right there. But yes, and there are these amazing tools and fascinating techniques that can be used in order to not only cultivate what we may have never been aware of, or that might have never been nurtured, but also to reconnect in such a way that we are 100% certain in our conscious mind that we are capable and adequate and loved on a truly unconditional level. And that is called timeline therapy. I am certified underneath a direct line for Dr. Adriana James and Tad James. Tad James is the founder of Timeline Therapy. And so I have a direct certification underneath them. And what we do is, of course, it's broken down into about a 7 to 10 part series, where there's the series of calls and so forth and so on, where your coach, I get to know you. And what I offer you is I extract all of those root causes that may have shown up from 0 to 3, from 0 to 7, and even before, from womb to generational to past life. However your unconscious mind needs to heal it, I hold space for you to allow that to happen and really trust that process. And so as we go through the process and uncover all of the negative emotions, such as anger, fear, hurt, sadness, guilt, shame, and so forth, as well as limiting decisions that you may have made. Just for example, say you were 4 years old and you broke a window with a baseball because you didn't really know how hard you could throw or that glass would break. And you have this, of course you get this huge reaction from whatever parental guardian figure that you have, be it, warranted or not. And your little mind bridges a connection of high emotion, high intensity, and that is the actual definition of trauma. So what we do is we go in, we find that root cause, not just the story, but what you were thinking as that little kid that you can now articulate, get all that, and we package it out to where in timeline therapy, it's a process in quantum physics, as well as a few other modalities, where we go before the event and quite literally blow the neural connection out in your brain so that event no longer holds that heightened emotion state of negative emotion. And it's a super neat process to explain. It sounds like, we're always up here, but it truly is a mind-body endeavor. And 100% all of the time, completely ecological, where your conscious mind has full permission and authority to say, hey, nope, I'm not going there. We're not going to go there. Don't care what's there. It can stay there. Hey, okay, sure, whatever. All right, let's talk about polka dots, you know, right. However it may come about. And you know, and that to me was extremely crucial when I first started my healing journey, because of the fact I had so much, I had gained somehow, and honestly, it can only be through divine osmosis, gained so much awareness of all of the things that I had internalized as a child that weren't really my 100% own thoughts or feelings or beliefs. And I was terrified to rock the boat, if you will. And so I had to keep this mask and this facade on consciously all the time to not let anything slip or be seen, or, you know, it's like this big jigsaw puzzle. So the ecological part of the process was extremely important to me in building that very first bond of trust, is I'm not going to facilitate anything within you that doesn't already exist there. And you know, the space is held to where it's completely 100,000% safe.
Yeah. You know, I think that, and why would we, but I think that we're just so unaware of all of the energy that it takes to hold back these old decisions, these old thoughts, things that we, you know, making a decision at 3 or 4 based up because of an experience or pre-birth or wherever, however far back we want to take it. It takes so much energy because as we change the emotional component of it, did it still happen? Yes. But we no longer have to hold it. We don't have to take pieces of ourselves to hold it down or back, which makes it then easier to make a much more conscious decision in the present moment. You can really,
exactly,
right? You can make it with all the facts. You can make it from your vertically, right? Between you and divinity with that intuition, right? So it just becomes, it's just easier to live.
Exactly. It is. And your conscious mind gains all of the learnings that it needs. Learnings are always positive and they're always internal about you that it needs in order to to break that negative connection. Mm-hmm. And so, it truly is remarkable. And it is it's a miraculously beautiful process just in the fact of when you wake up the next day, you really do feel that decisive. I call it my adult, you know, and you know, intuitive, divine way of being. And a lot of times, you know, people haven't truly experienced that. They've only either been told about it or, oh, there was a spark of a thought, so forth and so on. But to fully embody that authentic self is priceless to me.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Well, there's a lot more that we could explore, right? This is just, we are just sort of peeling back a couple of the layers and a few deep ones, but right. There's so much more we could talk about. We're going to go ahead. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, you and I are each going to share with the listeners a tool that they can use to somewhere in the spectrum of trust, right? So that's what we'll do. All right. So everyone, you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am your host, Jennifer Bloom, and stick with us. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon art to soothe your soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Megan Holt. And we are getting to the experiential part of the conversation, which is always fun. It's fun for me too. So I look forward to these. All right. But before, I tell you what, before we dive into the actual exercises, Megan, can you share with the listeners the best way to learn more about you? Your information will be in the show notes as well. But if somebody wanted to reach out and find out more about your work, what would be the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So the best, absolute best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram, and that's at meg.holistic.coach, as well as email, seeing how we've had this social media scare for a tiny moment. Right. I will just give you my email here. It's holt.megk@gmail.com. And yeah, those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, maybe we should make a push for going back to, rotary phones or something. I don't know. Right.
I still have one.
Yeah. I wish I did. All right. That's a whole other topic. So we'll not go down that rabbit hole. All right. So the whole purpose of this half of the show is to share some exercises so that people can start to understand how they can rebuild their trust, right? And we talked very specifically, we talked in general about the timeline therapy, right? And that's something that they would do with you. And so the tool that I want to share is, as I usually do, is soul language. And I want to talk about why this is so important in the realm of trust. And then we'll get into sharing one of those languages with you. So just again, in general, soul language is a paradigm that is putting tangibility to soul. Because when we talk about that divine connection, it can be pretty abstract, right? And when we don't know who we are at a soul level, it is a little bit harder to that level of trust. It's like, what do you lean on? Or where do you ground? What do you ground into? What can you know for sure? And that's what I love about soul language, because what we're learning is who we are. How can we describe who we are in a way that never changes? That connection never changes. We grow and expand, but that connection never changes. And when we can learn how to lean on that connection, it's so much easier to trust. Isn't it cool? So with soul language, the very first set of languages that we identify are the three languages that we brought with us when we came to the planet. And they're literally part of our soul. So we have a mission language, we have a skills and tool language, and we have a soulful personality. And these are languages that we not only know are present, but we can actually talk to. These are parts of divinity. They are parts of consciousness. We can have these conversations. So that's one set of languages. And then another set of languages, we brought in three languages to support every single relationship that we have. So we can look at the languages of our relationship with our partner, with a relationship with our business, relationship with money. So today I have identified one of your money languages. And what's cool about this, right, is that money, it can be a sticky mess. It really can. So I'm just looking here. Okay. So we can end up having beliefs that get in the way, things that we heard get in the way. But when we learn how our soul prefers to be with money, that's a new place to lean, right? So the way that this works is I make a one-time connection to your soul, and it's always permission-based. I got permission before the show today. It's always permission-based, because I wouldn't go messing with anybody's soul without their permission. And then I muscle test for what the languages are. So today we're going to talk about the middle category, the skills and tools language in regards to how your soul prefers to be with money. And when we talk about this particular category, this you can think of it as the energetic how. We think about working with money in the physical plane, but money is energy. Everything is energy. So this is how our soul prefers at an energetic level how to create money. So I'm going to give you the name of the language. I'm going to give you the description of it, and then things you might notice if you are connected and if you're disconnected. And then we'll see how it resonates. Okay. So for you, this particular language is called Herald, H-E-R-A-L-D, Herald. And this sacred partnership money languages skill is looking forward and guiding you to what you need to know to create a future change in your prosperity. This team member creates the space for expansion of your resources, and you can settle into the expectation of what is coming to you. Your how of making money is to find the balance between appreciating where you are and what is coming next. So it's always going to be a balance point, all right? So when you are connected with this part of yourself, or with this language, what you are going to notice, your personal money patterns always shift toward the leading edge of how money is evolving. You assist others with knowing new patterns of money. You are active in the first part of the flow of money. So that's all about creating the space for it to come. That's something that you're really good at. On the flip side, when you're disconnected to this part of yourself, you feel uncomfortable shifting your money patterns to be different than others in your life and instead do what others do, but end up feeling stagnant and blocked around money. you get caught up in the buzz going on around you about what's happening or what's happened in the past, and you end up looking backwards for information instead of forwards, and therefore money doesn't move. And finally, you open up the space for money, but you're moving so fast that you don't allow yourself to receive the money. So for example, let's say you had like 9 coaching offers, you know, and you put out this one and this one and this one and this one and this one, never really going back to the first one, right? Never really allowing things to flow. So I'll stop there and tell me how that resonates.
I love this language, and I'm glad to know that it has a name. Harold just, it brought to me all of these, you know, like heralding in everything, because it's so funny that this was happening today. I have just recently, over the last week, released a lot of old money beliefs and created that new space for true abundance, because energy is, money is a positive exchange of energy. So I am much more resonating with the in flow with it now. However, the disconnect is not that far behind me, especially the very last one. I would think all the time that I had to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing out and not letting anything come back in, for sure.
Yes. That's what a great awareness. So, you know, when we know this about ourselves and we know it to be a fact, a truism, it becomes easier, right? To, and I've used the word lean, I think 50 times now, but to lean on that knowing, so that if the voice in your head is saying, maybe we should, you know, do a little bit more pushing. No, it's time to, I've done enough. I've created the space, and now I get to receive, right? You can sit in the trust of knowing that it's time to receive.
Exactly. And that in itself, I love what you do, just by the way. I'm a bit of a fangirl for what you do. however, like knowing these voices and having the awareness. So consciousness equals awareness. And that means that we can do things, you know, take inspired action and do things to become completely unconsciously competent, which is where our automatics are. So, you know, we can make money the same as we breathe if we wanted to. And so just having that awareness and knowing that is an integral part into building and trusting your intuition, to where it is the voice in your head that's giving you those little golden nuggets to follow these knowings. And truly, you know, what I would say is step out on faith, but in a way you're stepping out on faith with a divine knowing that this is part of me and this is where I am going. This is the direction I'm heading. So I think that those two coupled together is just even that much more powerful.
Yeah, no, I've got goosebumps because you get a chance to, right? Because trusting, you could say, is leaping without the net, except for when you have the trust in who you really are, when you have that awareness, and when you trust that intuitive voice, you come with a pre-made net. There's no way, right? There's no way to be, there's that sense of safety always, right?
So. Exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So if we had a little bit more time, I would teach you how to connect with the language and ask questions, but we're just going to pause it for here because I really want people to hear your tool. So I cede the floor to you. What would you like to share?
So today I am going to share with all of your listeners a grounding and connecting meditation. This is about a 5-minute meditation. And once you get the basis of it, you can literally do this within about 30 seconds, just going throughout your day. It's a way to create space and open up that connectedness and that creativity so you can see all the possibilities in front of you and move through your day with ease. So I will start. So if you're listening to this recording and you, Jennifer, yourself, if you'd like to participate, I would like you to go ahead and close your eyes and just take a couple of deep breaths just to cleanse. Imagine a white light coming in through the top of your head and filling your heart center and expanding out. So this is your gift and opportunity to unlock your intuition. I'd like to just sit back. I'd like you to just sit back, relax, and take a deep breath and unlock whatever you want to happen in your life. Today, we're going to do some energy release. We're going to release some energy that is no longer serving us and revitalize by refilling with energy from source. Source can be any definition you have of a higher source above you, from the heavens to God to the universe. So the first thing I'd like you to do is just take a deep life breath with me. A life breath is inhale for the count of four, hold for the count of four. Exhale for the count of four and hold again for the count of four. So we're going to do it together now. So breathe in and hold and release and hold. You can breathe normally in between. On this next life breath, we're going to release your grounding cord. Grounding cord is going to go easily and effortlessly into the center of the earth through any obstacle you may see. And when we inhale, I'd like you to imagine the bottom of your tailbone or the bottoms of your feet with doors opening and a cord or vine extending down all the way to the center of the earth. So inhale and breathe in. And hold, releasing that grounding cord from the bottoms of your feet all the way to the center of the earth. And release, exhale, and hold. As you find it easily in, and hold, anchoring that grounding cord to the center of the earth. And release, and hold. Just feeling what you're feeling, seeing what you're seeing, or hearing what you're hearing as you fill up with the earth, with the grounding energy of Mother Earth. Fills all the way up through your grounding cord to the bottoms of your feet and up to your hips, where you feel completely rooted and safe and sound where you're at. On our next life breath, we're going to release our connection to source. So we're going to take a deep breath in. And we're going to open the crown of our head, releasing our cord to source, be a cord of light, an actual plug, maybe an antenna, all the way up into the heavens. Exhale as you release and hold, knowing that that's going easily and effortlessly up into the center heart of source. On this next life breath, we're going to anchor into source. Same way you can plug in, or just know that you have that complete connection, and inhale. And hold, plugging into source. And exhale, feeling that gold love and light just trickle down and surround you. And hold. Seeing what you're seeing, feeling what you're feeling, and hearing what you're hearing as you are completely and perfectly connected to source. Now that we have both of those connections established and they are perfectly succinct with one another, you're completely connected and grounded in this moment while connected to source in the heavens, we are going to now gather and release any negative energy that is no longer serving you. We do this with complete love and gratitude because it has served you up to this moment, and we are releasing it down your grounding cord to be recycled and repurposed through the grounding energy of Mother Earth. So inhale, gathering all of that energy, And if you need to see it as little marbles all coming together perfectly in a bowl, that is perfectly fine. And hold as we pour them or release them down our grounding cord. And release, exhale. And hold. Just feeling all of that energy that no longer served you, going easily and effortlessly back into earth to be recycled and repurposed. Now that light feeling that you might have, or that tingly in the bottoms of your feet, we are now going to replenish all of those places that we just released with the love and light from gold, love and light from source. So we're going to take one last life breath in. Inhale. And hold, filling up with all of that love and light from source. Just let all of the light bathe every cell in your body, through your energetic body, your mental body, your soul level, all the way down to your soul level. And exhale. And hold, feeling what it feels like to be completely filled up from head to toe with source energy. And know that you now have everything that you need to go about your day with, as your direct connections to Mother Earth and Source will follow you wherever you go in any way that you have to have them. So we're going to take one more deep breath in and give gratitude to all that has served us today, to Source, for the gold, love, and light, to Mother Earth, to the very place that is supporting our body wherever you may be, as we are now coming back to our body. And exhale. And as you float back down into your body, wherever you are, whenever you're ready, flutter your eyes open, wiggle your fingers and toes, and come back to the present. And as you do that, I wish you many blessings, love, and high vibration on the rest of your day or night.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So my experience of that, my nose is must be releasing a lot. It's very itchy, which is interesting. I'll just let it be what it is. But I went right. So that sense of being grounded and open is something that, and I'm reminded. Yeah, I came back. Yeah. So
sorry.
No worries. so it reminds me, because I have a sacred practice that I do in the morning, right? It's the first thing that I do. And yet, you know, we live our lives. We have our everything that happens during the day, right? We have things that come in and out. And it's such a beautiful feeling, you know, when we're connected, you know, I feel like I fill up the whole room, right? And then to let go of whatever is in here, right? Anything that I've gathered, and clear that out. What a beautiful gift to kind of sprinkle that throughout the day, right? To be fantastic. Yeah,
I absolutely love it. And especially if you are new to any kind of change work or meditation, or maybe that word holds all kinds of definitions for you, and you're really just wanting to see what this feels like, what it looks like, what it can do, this is a very simple, very quick practice. And also, I have the YouTube link from my mentor that taught it to me, so I can drop that to you and you can drop it out to your listeners as well.
Beautiful. Wonderful. What a great resource. And it's a really good point. When you don't know what it feels like to be living from this space of really deep connection, you don't know what you don't know, right? So to be able to keep introducing that is one more way of recognizing when you're disconnected and when you are connected. And it's this ability to recognize and have that awareness and keep building it and growing, getting in stronger and stronger in that knowledge. So let me
exactly. It is a muscle. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say it is a muscle, and the more that you use it, so the more that you're cognitively aware, practicing any kind of breathing or mindfulness, even if it's just a minute a day, that muscle strengthens like tremendously. So it's a way to build everything with that connection.
Right. And you know, trust itself is a muscle, right? Something that we get to keep practicing. Well, I tell you what, Megan, this hour has flown by. We could have so many more offshoots of conversations. I want to say thank you so much for being here, for sharing your wisdom, for sharing the exercise and all this amazing information today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And yes, I look forward to hearing from you in the future to do more. And this was an amazing experience. Thank you all so much.
Very good. Very good. So thank you. And thank you all for tuning into Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am Jennifer Bloom. I help people reawaken and heal their soul money relationships so they can have lasting peace and abundance. And of course, this whole conversation about trust weaves beautifully into that. Soul Wisdom Abundance is here on the first and third Fridays of each month. So please continue to join us. And until we meet again, I offer each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.